This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. The ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Business, athletes, these are the guys to turn to. Go to NILGameChangers.org. Todd, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
And we got, what, Nick Faribault today?
Yep, at 2:05. Looks like the Steelers were filing in today.
It is that time. Which is, for many, rebirth football training camp. Now, Penn State goes to training camp end of next week. And I know today, I think James Franklin is, he might be up there now at Big Ten Media Day.
I know he was because they were making fun of the crawl underneath him because it had Keandre Lambert-Smith as their leading returning receiver on the Big Ten Network.
I don't think so.
I don't think he's here right now.
I don't think so. You know what's interesting about that? I feel like in an era where it is so easy to get information. Now, it may take work to do it. People have asked me about getting ready for seasons with the transfer portal and so forth and what I have to do. And I said it takes longer to do because there's so much player movement, but it's also easy in the fact that I can find anything I want whenever I want. We see so many mistakes on media today. Like, why do you make that mistake? I mean, why? And that's not, and that's become an average mistake.
I'm guessing they looked at last year's stats.
No, they were lazy and didn't try.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the bottom line. If you want to do something, I tell my broadcasting class this all the time. I don't care whether you are in sports, doing a job like this, a politician, take care of the little things, and the big things will take care of themselves. So whomever put that graphic up didn't try. Literally did not try. And that's one of the reasons why we see so many mistakes these days in media, because you have a lot of people out there that aren't trying. Oh, there it is. Okay, good. He's leading returning receiver. I just looked at the stats. We're good. Well, he's at Auburn now. Take care of the little things, and the big things take care of themselves. If you can't do that, if you only put in the minimal effort, you don't work hard, you don't really try, you're going to get results like that. Sorry. It's the truth. I mean, now you're saying, well, that's no big deal. It's just a mistake. Again, take care of the little things. The big things take care of themselves. Shouldn't you expect more out of your network? Shouldn't you expect more out of your effort? Shouldn't you expect an effort? Not the minimum. I mean, look at Todd. Todd puts hour after hour after hour after hour, not just doing this show, but writing and so forth and putting together. Well, how many did you put together? 17 high school football previews?
Well, not me myself, but total, yes.
I mean, over and over and over again. Why? Why did you do that? Why didn't you just basically look at the roster and just write something and go from there? Why did you do what you did?
Well, because it should probably be right.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? Instead, okay, well, that's no big deal. No, it actually is a big deal. And you want to know why it's a big deal? Because this is a national network. You should expect it to be right. Amazing. It's amazing. Oh, well, it's probably just a kid. Well, then I'm sorry. Then whomever's in charge of the kid should have then looked at it themselves before they typed it and put it in there. Okay. I see stuff like that.
It is as easy as typing it into Google.
Right, I know. So, does it take more time these days to do off-season work like I do than before? Yes, because of all the changes. All right. Which, that's fine. That's because that's just the way the system is today. But is it easier for me to find the information? Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. All right. Go ahead, you were going to go somewhere.
I was going to say, could you imagine trying to do all this transfer portal stuff without the internet, like in the 80s, trying to figure out where everybody is?
No, you'd have to really just do it the week of the game.
Yeah.
There would be some parts that would be easier, such as, okay, these seniors left. Here are the freshmen, right? But if you had a transfer portal back then, before the advent of the internet, it would be incredibly difficult. Incredibly difficult. But now, because we have the internet, Devon J. Thomas, formerly Devon Ellis, Jalen Reed, Tyler Warren, there with James Franklin in Indianapolis. Let's see. Everything's going to be done in generalities today. I mean, that's the way all these things are. That's why I feel like the most important one I was asked today by somebody why I didn't go, and I said I've only gone once, and they said, well, why'd you go then? And I said the one time I went it was mandated, I had to go. It was when they put instant replay in, so all the announcers were mandated to go to a seminar on how instant replay was going to be implemented and how it was going to work. That way we would get it right on the broadcast. Which, I mean, it's fine. This is the only time I've ever gone. And in being there, it's like, okay, you got everybody, but you got everybody in generalities because, nobody's in training camp yet. But the one that you do want to listen to is the commissioner. Tony, college football coaches and players meet the media every week. James Franklin meets with the media on Monday. He does the talk show on Thursday. He does the pregame show with me. He does quarterback club on Wednesday. He does the talk show and the pregame show with me on Thursday. He does the postgame interview on Saturday. So he's meeting the media all the time. The players are meeting the media at various times during the course of the week and then, of course, after the game. Who doesn't speak that often to the media? The commissioner. And so when he gets up, considering he's one of the power brokers in the sport, you want to at least get a gauge about what he's thinking about on a wide variety of issues. So that, to me, is the most important press conference of the group because he's the one of the group that talks to the media the least. I mean, when's the last time he had a press conference? Big Ten men's basketball tournament? Right?
I was going to say, I was going to guess sometime around something around the postseason in football, maybe, was my guess.
Yeah, it was a Big Ten men's basketball tournament, the postseason in football, and the Big Ten basketball media day. That's it. That's when he meets with the media. You know, coaches are meeting with the media, you know, 2-3 times during the course of the week. He doesn't. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just explaining why he's the most intriguing one to listen to because he meets with the media the least. So there's a big gap between his last press get-together and this one, and there's been a lot of information in between. You know, the House settlement happened after the Big Ten basketball tournament. Huge. You know, there's been the ongoing saga with Florida State and Clemson, okay, and how that's playing out. Huge. A week from Friday, I mean, right now, you know, you do know that USC, UCLA are there today, Oregon and Washington are there tomorrow. They're not officially members of the conference yet. You do know that, right?
It's August 1st, correct, or 2nd?
August 2.
August 2.
So it's a week from Friday. Like, why? Because midnight August 1 is when the Pac-12 media deal expires, and with it, the grant of rights. And then they transition over. So they'll actually begin training camps, not officially in, at least for about 24 to 48 hours, something like that. It's the same story with the Big 12, with Arizona State, Utah, Colorado, Arizona. And the same story with Cal and Stanford with the ACC. They all do the same thing. That way it's nice, neat, clean. There's no exit fees, grant of rights fees, anything like that, which is what Florida State and Clemson are running into. So they're there. Somebody asked me why Drew Aller wasn't taken out to Indianapolis. Right? Why Warren? Why Devon Ellis? You know, Jay Thomas. Why, you know, why Jalen Reed? I said, well, they're the seniors. Right? Right?
And that's usually who James picks, isn't it? It's usually the seniors.
It's the seniors.
Yeah. I don't remember. Sean didn't go out when he was a junior, did he?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Nope. No. I mean, you go out as seniors. That's why Drew's not out there. And here's the other interesting part. I'm glad you brought up the quarterback part. We gave you the 12 names yesterday that were selected all preseason, and you know I vote for that. And as I said, I enjoy voting for the Big Ten postseason for football. I enjoy voting for the Big Ten postseason for basketball, and I enjoy voting for the Wooden Award. What's not enjoyable is that part of the deal is you have to vote for the preseason one, too. Like, okay. So this time it was just like, list 12 guys. And 9 of the 12 I voted for made it. 9 of the 12 I voted for made it onto the final list. And by the way, the 3 that made it, I was strongly considering anyway in terms of, like, you know, where they would be placed. So there's nothing out of the realm there. But you know what's interesting about the Big Ten list? There's 12 names that made the Big Ten list. Let's see if you picked up on this. What is there only one of? There's only one quarterback. Dylan Gabriel of Oregon is the only quarterback on that Big Ten list. A lot of defensive players.
I don't think uncertainty is the right word, but I think a lot of Big Ten teams, I think people aren't sure how good some of the Big Ten quarterbacks are yet. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's face it. You know, you look at, look, Drew Aller has a real chance here. Now, for Drew Aller, who's done really well in most games, we all know the next step is in the biggest games he's got to be the biggest dude in the field, right? Okay, I'm not talking out of turn here. In the biggest games, Drew's got to play, has to play really well, right?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, I think that's fair, right? But he can. I know he can. Okay? Will Howard at Ohio State. In the Big 12, he played in some big games. And he's had mixed success. After that, who is it in this conference? Who? I don't know what they're going to do at Michigan. You've had some decent quarterbacks in this conference transfer out. I don't know. It's an interesting conference when it comes to that position.
I mean, is it a healthy McNamara at Iowa, maybe?
Cade McNamara at least has been to the national semifinal. And when he played at Michigan, I thought he was good, not great. I said, okay, he's good. In other words, he's not bad. He's not mediocre, but he's good. But is he very good to great? No, he's not very good to great. He's good.
And Wisconsin has another transfer too, right?
Tyler Van Dyke.
Yes.
Okay, from Miami, who's had a mixed bag of some successful games and some not-so-successful games at Miami. Dylan Raiola, the true freshman in Nebraska. Everybody's wondering about him.
Yeah, all those defensive players on that team aren't going to help those quarterbacks. Help us decide quickly if those quarterbacks are good or not, either. Probably.
Right. No. exactly. But I mean, I had no qualms for. I voted for several defensive players. You know, for example, Will Johnson is on there. I voted for him. Jay Higgins of Iowa is on there. He voted for him. The linebacker there. Mason Graham from. JTT from Ohio State. So I voted for several defenders. Abdul Carter voted for him. Now, I'm not going to get into, like, I won't talk about guys that I didn't vote for, and I'm not going to talk about the people I voted for that didn't make it, because, you know, that's not fair to anybody. But I voted for all those. Those are all defensive players. Yeah, all defensive players. So, the Rose Bowl has decided to opt out of the college football playoff semifinals because they want to keep their game on New Year's Day in conjunction with the Tournament of Roses Parade. I have no problem with that. There's nothing like New Year's Day. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, sun setting with the San Gabriels in the background. Okay? As long as they're part of the playoff, who cares if it's just the quarterfinal?
They'd still be eligible to host the final after that, though, too, right?
You have to bid for that,
though. Okay.
That's why, for example, in this particular year, the Peach Bowl is going to get a quarterfinal game in the final, but they got the final because they independently bid for it. That's why you've seen the finals been at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. You know, that's, you know, they don't host.
No, that's true.
You know what I mean? That's why it's moved around the way it has. Lucas Oil Stadium has hosted it. SoFi Stadium has hosted it. You know, I mean, Lucas Oil Stadium doesn't have a bowl game, right? It is an independently bid deal. And that's why it is where it is. So if the Rose Bowl wanted to bid for it, they could. They could have it. They could have both the quarterfinal game and the championship game. So, all right. We'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, your destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. For both businesses and athletes, go to NILGameChangers.org on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Henry Ford started building trucks in 1917, and Sunbury Motors has been selling them ever since. SMC has over 100 new Ford trucks with savings of up to $12,116, and financing as low as 0% during their annual July truck sale. Choose from 16 of the top-selling 2024 Ford Mavericks. They get up to 42 miles per gallon, and Sunbury Motors has them priced as low as $27,835. SMC has Central PA's largest selection of new Ford F-150s, with 48 to pick from, and well-equipped Supercrew XLTs start at just $49,831. Sunbury Motors has a wide selection of Super Duty pickups with 36 to choose from, including regular cabs, Super Cabs, Super Crews, and utility bodies with gas or diesel engines. SMC is where you want to be in July for the hottest deals on new Ford trucks. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is a fifth-generation Ford dealer proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. They have the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. So the Rose Bowl's opting out of the semifinals for the college football playoff. Because they just want to be a quarterfinal game. That way they can play their game on New Year's Day at 5 o'clock. If there's certain things in sports where the consistency of it speaks volumes. The Masters is always at Augusta National. Wimbledon is always at the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club, where Todd often plays croquet. I don't understand what, you know. It's up to you, I guess.
I can honestly say that I think I've played croquet once in my life.
And that was at the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club. Yeah. Well done. And the Rose Bowl is the Tournament of Roses parade in the morning and the game in the afternoon. The setting, and as somebody who's had the privilege, and I do mean the privilege, of broadcasting three of them in my career, to sit there, and as the sun begins to set with the San Gabriels in front of you and the football setting of it, is just remarkable. College football needs that. They need it. Yes, the Orange Bowl, and look, I've done five of the six. The only one I've never broadcast is the Sugar Bowl. But the other ones, the Fiesta Bowl, the Peach Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl and the Rose Bowl. I've done all of them, okay, with Jack Hammonds, you know, as you well know. And they're all special, but there's something about the Rose Bowl. It's just a little bit different. It's just a little bit different. So they want to stay on New Year's Day because they want to stay with the Tournament of Roses parade in the morning. And the parade does mean, to the people who run it, the parade means volumes. And they want to keep the football game in the afternoon. Now, have I ever been to the Tournament of Roses parade? Yes. Would I go back to it? No. And let me explain that part for you with complete ease, okay? Why wouldn't I go back? Because the game is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time. We're on the air at 12:30. So in order to do it, that's a big time commitment to do it. And that's the reason why. I did it once because I really wanted to experience it once in my life. And I did. It was very enjoyable. It was excellent. It was, like, really terrific. But I also had to do a game that day. Right. So now that I've done it, now when I go there, the last couple of times I've gone there, I've just done the game. Because, again, you have to remember the time change. 2 o'clock in the afternoon means you're on at 12:30, which means you've got to be in the booth between 11 and 11:30 in the morning. You see what I mean? And I go with the team, which really makes it easy. And so you go when they go. And that it's too hard to fit everything. And from downtown L.A. to Pasadena is 25 to 30-minute trip. But you know, I'm not taking into account traffic. Because remember, that 25 to 30-minute trip is with a police escort. So it's like, okay. Right? So that's like just the travel part of it would be like an hour and 20 minutes back and forth. So that's why, like, you know. But for the people who go to it, once you're done with the parade, you can walk down. Now, it's not exactly a short walk. I mean, have I ever walked up the hill to where the parade route is? Yes, I've done that before. So I know how far it is. But, yeah. So I don't blame them for wanting to keep their spot. That's fine. I mean, what do they need to have the semifinals for? With all due respect. Right?
I wonder if they will make, is concession a right word, and try and get them one of the quarters with a Big Ten team slash former Pac-12 team.
That's a good one. I don't know. You know, again, we seem to take, there's a certain segment of those who follow sports, a certain segment that follows sports, that really don't care much about tradition. Right? Okay. Which is your prerogative. But isn't there something about the Masters being at Augusta National every year? The second weekend of April? Or the first weekend of April? Whatever it turns out to be. Isn't there something to it? Isn't there something about Wimbledon? And really, the U.S. Open Tennis Championship every year. Flushing Meadow and the All England Club. And there's something about that. Okay, it's special. You're back at that place again. It's like, the tradition, the history of it. Isn't there something to it? Now, I realize that championships move around. But isn't there something special to a fan to go to Fenway Park? And there's something special to a fan to go to Yankee Stadium where you can boo the Yankees, you know, for everything. Special. Dodger Stadium, Wrigley Field. And there's something special to that? Isn't there something special going to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway or the Daytona International Raceway? Like, these are, like, for a lot of people, these are, quote, bucket list places to go. I mean, next year the U.S. opens at Oakmont. That's a place to go. You know, and then there's the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl is a bucket list for a lot of people. And they're going to stick to it with the parade. I mean, last year when they had the big float with the suit and everything, they ran out of rose petals. What?
He's not even here to defend himself.
Even he'd go along with it. Did you see the suit, the silhouette, and rose petals?
No.
Oh, that'd be something. I think that'd be something else. What did you think of it? Oh, that's really something else. But I think that's great they're going to do it. You know, it's good to keep certain traditions out there. Yeah, it's also great to create new ones. Yeah, the whiteout didn't exist in 2000, but now it's a bucket list for people. They have to be at the whiteout. That didn't exist in 2000. That's a new tradition. Okay. So it's okay to create new ones, fun ones. And then new ones can be fun and extremely successful. That's a good example of one. So, I like what they're doing. I think it's great. That's just me. I just think it's great that they're doing that, that they're kind of sticking to their guns.
You know, the one golf major they didn't move around when they moved the golf majors around was the Masters, for that exact reason, I assume.
Yeah. Well, it's their tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their tournament. And they decide that that we're going to play it every year, and we're going to invite people. And, you know, there are people that have taken shots over at it over the years, and yet they still continue to thrive. Remember the one year it was a protest, and I think if I'm wrong, please correct me. It was about the lack of women in the club, I think.
I think it was lack of women members, yeah.
Yeah. And so they held protests. And remember the Masters? CBS covered it. And they did it commercial free. And they did it commercial free because they didn't want CBS to be hurt by the protest and the advertisers. Wow. That's some club. You got a lot of money when you could do that.
I mean, the Masters and the Rose Bowl are really the only ones that really control their, for lack of a better term, brand these days, isn't it?
Yeah, and the you know what the Masters does? Now, CBS has had it every year now for, what, 58 years?
It's year to year, though, right?
But all of them are, as you pointed out, one-year contracts. And when it's a one-year contract for something that's so desirable, you set the rules. Why is it the Masters only has 4 minutes of commercials every hour? Because they set the rules. They want the premium to be on showing as much golf as possible.
Yeah. And if it's only four minutes an hour, that 4 minutes is quite pricey to get in those 4 minutes as well.
Of course, absolutely, because it becomes more valuable. Again, as we do so much in our sports society of access, so much excess over and over again, more, 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 more. There are a lot of moments where less is more. So.
Clichés are clichés for a reason. They're usually true.
Yeah. Rich Clark who's the new executive director of the college football playoff, and Dennis Dodd had ringing words for him. Said about, he said, the pieces are done, but there's some finer details to be worked out, he said. While not addressing the Rose Bowl situation specifically, Clark said, we are committed to our bowl partners in helping to keep those New Year's Six bowls viable. They're as much a part of college football as anything. I agree with Rich Clark completely on that. Now, the Rose Bowl would have hosted the semis in 26 and 29. To me, all that does is move up the rotation to the other five, right?
Yeah, I was going to say the other bowls are probably okay with this as well.
Works out fine. I mean, they take an automatic quarterfinal spot every year at 5 o'clock Eastern time on New Year's Day. Great. In conjunction with the Rose Bowl. And guess what? I love it. It feels normal.
I would wager that that also ends up being the highest rated quarterfinal as well.
Every time. Oh, my goodness. Every time. When Penn State played Utah, they had, what, 10, 11 million viewers? Really? It was the third highest rated bowl game of the whole thing. Like, okay. There have been a couple of years where the Rose Bowl had higher ratings than the college football semifinals. Because, as you pointed out, because of where they're located. Okay? Southern California, New Year's Day, a good portion of America is cold. Okay, 9 times out of 10, there it's sunny. There's a parade, right? There's that big rose in the center of the field. There's the San Gabriels in the background. And the game starts in sunshine, and then sunset occurs. I mean, the whole thing, the whole setting is just remarkable.
Right around dinner time on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's great.
It seems like it works out for some reason. Like they planned it.
You know? they understand they have something special. They don't want to change it. That's fine. Right? And the college football playoff should agree to it as a concession. Just look at them and go, hey, fine. That just means the other 5 New Year's Six bowl games will rotate as to who gets the semifinals. It'll benefit those cities, and you'll still be a part of it. Because having that setting, the college football playoff does not need to abandon that setting. Don't get stubborn. On a day where you're going to have 3 playoff games, because there'll be one on New Year's Eve. On a day where you have 3 playoff games and that's the centerpiece, don't abandon it. Yeah? So there you go. Good for them. All right, we'll take a break. More in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WK, okay?
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
I like the fact, hey, look, you got 6 of these games. But you're not telling me that the Orange, Sugar, Cotton, Fiesta, and Peach Bowls don't mind the opportunity to host one extra I mean, two of them are going to host one extra semifinal game. Something tells me they're not that upset about it. That's just my thought.
An extra year with more people coming to New Orleans or Miami
sure.
for one of those games, I don't think
Absolutely.
They're going to complain.
I mean, you're already in the rotation anyway.
Yeah.
You can't host the championship game unless you bid for it. And, you know, a lot of people, I know they take a lot of shots at the bowl games and so forth. I'm sorry. I think bowl games are terrific. And, you know, I've had the privilege of broadcasting so many of them that I think it's a big deal. I still think it's special. And I'm also the kind of person that will sit down on a December night and watch a bowl game. Why? Because it's what I like to do. And if you like to sit there and watch reality TV, that's what you like to do. You're not seeing me complain about what you do. That's always, I always laugh about, oh, they're so antiquated. How can you watch a bowl? It's a meaningless game. I can watch whatever I want. Okay? I don't have to watch what you want me to watch. I didn't consult you. You know, if you want to watch something else, well, Mission Impossible 3 rerun, great. Yeah? Perfect. Enjoy it. I just love when people tell you, I think, you know, it's like, okay, just slow down here. By the way, it's good that Matt Millen's going to be back on the Big Ten Network this year. That's good. Which I talked to Matt in April. And in fact, Matt's building a place down in Ponte Vedra, which is, I mean, he was telling me all about it. It's really nice.
I was going to say, I got to play that golf course once, Ponte Vedra.
Did you really?
Yeah, my cousin was the chef there for a while.
Oh, wow.
Not Sawgrass, but the actual Ponte Vedra.
Okay. Because Jack and I had a chance to play Sawgrass, and it poured that day.
Oh.
And we didn't do it. And that's the reason why, because of the rain. And between Amelia Island and Sawgrass is technically not a short trip. I would have brought, okay, here we go. Here's a wedge into 17. How many golf balls you bring? Enough. Let's go. Oh, goodness gracious.
I feel like you either hit 8 in a row on, or your very first one is right on the green. I doubt there's anything in the middle.
I agree with you. I doubt there's any in between. You know, it's like, okay. Like, and you don't want to go to the drop zone, do you? No. This would be like tin cup. Give me another one. Give me another one.
The drop zone's admitting defeat.
Right? Oh, absolutely. I'll bet there's nobody that hits for the drop. Give me another one.
until the marshals come, probably.
Mr. Jones? Yes? You need to move on. You're holding up the course. But I'm so close. Yeah, Jack, we had it all set up. We're going to go. Like, darn it.
You're going to have to figure out another... Is that the Gator Bowl?
That's the Gator Bowl.
I was going to say, I have to figure out another Gator Bowl trip over the years.
No, hey, my daughter now lives in San Antonio. She says, you go to the Alamo Bowl. I said, I hope not. She says, what do you mean you hope not? I said, I'd rather be in the playoff. She's like, okay, I got it.